The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We're already to Thursday, man. The weekend's almost here. A lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, let's have some fun. We're almost to the weekend. We got football this weekend. We got basketball going on. We got sports. We got
sports.
And very happy that you guys finally have your copies of the book.
Yes, so, I cannot wait to read it.
Jong was a little upset that you got yours before him.
Well, I found him in the parking lot. I waited and
you stalked me. So
I said I'm going to wait till Fred gets here, and I'm going to jump out of my truck and surprise him and say, "Give me the book." So I got the second book after his wife. So I clearly am. The second most important person in Fred's life.
Well, I will just say the four people who got the book first were the wife got the first one, and you, Jong, and David Gao.
I'm a little surprised, like, and I mean, obviously, Jong and I are extremely important to you, but I'm a little surprised, like, your son didn't get one before us.
He's getting his. Everybody else is getting theirs next week.
Yeah.
But I see you guys every day. I see him once a month.
This boils down to your son's become a bit of an a-hole, right?
No, not that.
He's not as agreeable as he once was?
He's on the audiobook. He's got one of those.
Okay.
So he got that before the print version.
Okay.
But, it's the print version available on Amazon, by the way. If you have not purchased it yet, please do. I think most people will get theirs tomorrow, judging from... the people have been tweeting at me and saying that they ordered it. So hope everybody enjoys it. We'll be pushing it a lot here over the next few months. And then the next project's the sequel, which will be sometime later in the year. And then I have one more after that. And then I think I want to write some detective novels, you know, because like I love Luther so much and I like that Bosch and I want to base them in Houston and like do the Edo murders and, you know, the Montrose whatevers and stuff like that, and just do a series and just come up with a real a-hole cop who's kind of fun. He'd be a degenerate, of course. But yeah. I think I kind of want to go that direction next year. So we'll see. But I'm pretty excited about it and looking forward to getting everybody's honest opinion. If you think it sucks, tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can take it. I'm a big boy.
You are.
Couple of things. See, apparently... looks like Kyler Murray is going to go in the NFL draft. And, of course, everybody digs up what Cliff Kingsbury said back in October
Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. Purdy's a really good young player, and he's going to be a tremendous player, but Kyler is a freak, and I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field, and I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level, and I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which at quarterbacks, it's impossible to do, but he's done it, and I don't know. I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
And guess who has the first pick?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't think that's an option at this point from a financial standpoint.
Well, apparently the whole thing, rumors start flying that they'd be willing to trade Josh Rosen for a high pick.
Oh, boy.
This after he just, said Josh Rosen is... got the best arm he's seen. So,
see, this is the problem. Is Josh Rosen's value as high now as it was on draft day a year ago?
Would you get better than the 10th overall pick? That's the question, because he went 10th, right?
Yeah. I would say stock down from last year.
Yeah, it always is. It's like a new car, right? Once you drive it off the lot, unless you go and win a bunch of street races
it's
with
it. It's like Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all these prospects, these young guys. Once you see them, unless they're great right away.
Right.
Like, today, you could trade Baker Mayfield for the number one pick again. No problem. Like, because Baker Mayfield has proven that he looks like he's a good investment. But, some of these guys, if they don't live up to expectations right away, their stock is low.
You go back the year before. I think all three of those guys that went high in the first round, stock up.
Josh Allen, Sam Darnold?
No, I'm talking about the year before. Trubisky, Watson, and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think Trubisky, you wouldn't get a second pick for, which is where he went.
Yeah.
But he'd still be top 10, right?
Yes.
And I think Mahomes and Watson are definitely worth more than where their draft position was. Of course, you have to factor in the fact that the Texans also traded the 4th overall pick for him next year. But...
Yeah, if you were saying there was going to be a redraft that year, I mean, I would say Mahomes goes number one, right?
Yep. I think it'd go Mahomes, Watson, Trubisky.
Do you think that, because Myles Garrett's been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those guys, Jamal Adams, been pretty damn good. So I don't know how many guys get passed up. Marshawn Lattimore, I think, has been pretty good. So yeah. There's some good. Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that'd be a fun thing to do. Is
I can tell you Patrick Mahomes would go before John Ross.
Yeah.
Can guarantee that. But, yeah, I don't know how much things change as far as the overall draft, but I can say with pretty certain belief that it would be Mahomes, Watson, Trubisky in that order.
Yeah, you know what? That seems like a fun thing to go do sometime in February when things slow down a little bit. Go back and redraft. Where would these guys go? But, yeah, it's funny that, I don't know where Kyler Murray's going to go, but he's...
So I talked to Lance about this today.
You did?
And Lance says that he thinks Kyler Murray is probably early second round. He thinks that Kyler Murray...
Which means he'll go in the first round if he's an early second round talent.
...is probably the number four quarterback,
okay,
according to Lance. He's got Dwayne Haskins. He's got Daniel Jones and Drew Locke ahead of Kyler Murray. My favorite of those guys is probably Daniel Jones. I wouldn't take Daniel Jones in the first round. So,
yeah. But somebody will, because this happens every year. Quarterbacks always... are overvalued for the most part. Although, I don't know that Mahomes and Watson were overvalued to go where they did.
But you know what? At the time, I sure thought they were.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I would have taken... I said last year, Darnold is the only guy in this draft I'd spend a first-round pick on. And, I mean, clearly Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen look like they're going to be worth a first-round pick. I'm pretty sure in 2017... I think I said that I wouldn't spend a first round pick on Mahomes, clearly wrong, Trubisky or Watson. So I said, I don't dislike those guys. I just don't know if any of them are franchise guys. But I also said I wouldn't spend a first-round pick on Jared Goff. I think I've maybe gotten too particular about quarterbacks I'm willing to take in the first round because I would have passed on a lot of pretty good players. If you
would have Browns'd it for a long time.
Yeah.
But the reality is, like, Watson, I had – right. Yeah, I do this draft thing every year with this station in Philadelphia where I pick for the Texans, and I think they were 25th. And Watson was the first quarterback off the board in that draft at 25. So I got the pick right.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to trade up to get him, but, yeah, that's kind of where I thought he should go. But obviously he was better than that. And I kind of think that's why you see we've just had a good run here of guys who can actually play. But historically, boy, you can make a lot of mistakes, especially in the first round.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm cautious of that, of making that first round error. Because it can get ugly in a hurry.
Yeah, but you know, you just mentioned Ross. I mean, you can make errors at every position.
It seems like the quarterback
sets you back. Yeah, the quarterback sets you back.
Like, because John Ross has been a total bust, but it hasn't necessarily changed the future of the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, you can Kevin Johnson hasn't been he's been a bust, but it doesn't change the Texans the way it would if Deshaun Watson was what Kevin Johnson is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's obviously it's the most important position. You can't afford to miss on it. Well, I mean, I say that. You can afford to miss, but it just sets you way back. I mean, it's almost, if you miss with that pick, a high pick on a quarterback, it's really hard to be competitive for the next couple of years.
Well, and not just missing, but getting caught in no man's land, like Ryan Tannehill, and for that matter, Jameis Winston and Mariota right now, they're supposed to be your franchise guys. I would say Mariota you're probably okay on, but are you convinced on Winston? And now you got a new coach in. That's the next step, right, to try to fix him. And is he your guy? And that becomes an even bigger problem is when you're sort of caught in no man's land.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you about there's no transition to this. We'll just jump right into it. Guys, if you want to get in on some live Greyhound racing, tonight is your night, just like last night, just like Saturday, just like Sunday at noon. But live Greyhound racing down at Gulf Greyhound Park, exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway. If you're heading down south for any reason, very easy to find. You just take that exit 15. And this is a short meet, man. They're only going until February 23rd. So if you want to get a chance to see live Greyhound racing in the state of Texas, this is your shot. And the cool thing is they've also got simulcasting every day. They open at 11 a.m. So you want to bet on horses, you want to bet on Greyhound 7 days a week. They got you covered. But right now, live racing every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at noon. And it's especially cool, like, when the weather is fantastic like it is right now. Go sit outside and watch those dogs run. It's really exciting and might make a little bit of money. And they've also got the $50,000 Texas Bred Showdown Stakes that they're doing. So good quality dogs and good quality racing for you to go check out at Gulf Greyhound Park. Look them up today, gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com. Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, live racing now.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Nick says, I feel our opinion of what a quarterback should be needs to change. I'm not sure what a pro-style quarterback is anymore with the type of offenses that are being applied nowadays.
Yeah, that's where I was. That's where I've made a mistake the last few years. Yeah.
And a lot of the guys from the air raid and the spread have had success finally, which they didn't for the longest time. And part of that's the way they're changing play calling, and I think it's a good thing. I enjoy it. And, you know, a guy like Kyler Murray, though, he's so small, you get worried about him getting hurt because he is going to run the football.
Yeah.
And yeah, even Andrew Luck, who's a big, strong, strapping dude who can run, got hurt a lot. And he's big. And so you worry about the smaller guys, whether they can actually hold up to that. You worry about Deshaun. Oh, Deshaun's a pretty tough guy. So I don't know how he's going to do when he gets out there. And that would be my concern. I'm not worried about his passing or his running or any of that. I think his, you know, obviously, you're coming out of a one-read offense that, You know, but he's done some of that, and I think he's very talented. He's just he's jong size.
Yeah.
So squeezing a couple calls. Start with DJ Hollygrove. What's up, DJ?
Sports, of course.
Sports to you.
A couple of things. First thing is, I want to know you guys' thoughts on U of H losing last night. I kind of feel as though, you know, I'm not a U of H fan, but, you know, I'm a college basketball fan. I kind of feel as though the refs let one go because the guy's foot was moving, and I really don't think it should be called a charge. And then my second thing was, what you guys' thoughts on the Saints and what Sean Payton did by bringing the trophy and $225,000 there to, you know, get the Saints rolling. I want to get y'all thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, he was basically just showing them what they've got a chance to win, which I like it.
You know,
when you actually look at it and you see a pile of money. The charge call at the end of the game, I'll say this. I hate seeing a charge call decide a game. But I also, I mean, it was kind of a charge.
To me, it could have gone either way. And I'm not surprised they called it, especially in the other team's building. I thought the tech was...
That's the bigger problem.
Yeah. Like
the charge at the end, I mean, that's going to get the most attention because that's how the game ended. But I don't think that... I don't think UH should have ever had to make that shot to be in the game. Yeah. So... it was a tough break for UH. It doesn't change what UH is. That's a very good team.
That's the thing. Sometimes you learn as much about a team from a loss as you do a win. That was always going to be a tough game to go into Temple and win. That's a hard place to play. There's some really good teams in this conference, and that's one of those that, you know, if you win it, it's a good win. If you lose it, it's not anything to be embarrassed over. But the way they play, the way they're improving, I think this is a very good team. And that loss doesn't discourage me at all. There's no way they were going to win them all. So... it's like, it looked bad, but I think it really wasn't the charge at the end because I can see that getting called, especially in the other team's barn. Let's try Chase. What's up, Chase?
Hey guys, I had a question about etiquette at sporting events. I went to the Rockets game last night with a friend I only see about once a year. In the third quarter, a lady in her late 40s, maybe early 50s, turns around and asks us if we're ever going to shut the bleep up. Am I in the wrong for talking with my friend at a sporting event? I mean, it's not a movie theater. It's not church. It's not a library. I mean, is that cool to do? I mean, we weren't being obscene. We weren't being excessively loud, just talking in a normal tone of voice at a sporting event. Is that cool?
Yes, that's cool. And basically, unless you're in a library or in a movie theater, you can talk, or maybe church, you shouldn't have random conversation. There's not many places where, you know, idle conversation isn't allowed. Unless you're screaming at each other or something. I mean,
I do think there's a timing element to it, though. I've been at events where, like, there was a Texans Colts game a few years ago, and there were these two teachers behind us that were just bitching about their life the entire game, and it is distracting from the game. Yeah, I try not to do a lot of that. Like when timeouts, absolutely. I think just conversate during baseball. I think there's no problem with it at all because baseball, so there's so much time in between everything, but it can be distracting. It's just, you know, I'm more interested in the game if I'm there. So I think there's a lot of people who are there just to be there, and you know, they'll get up during play and stuff like that. I don't like that kind of stuff. Like if you're in the aisle and the game is going on and you decide to get up and walk out, you know, that kind of stuff is worse etiquette, in my opinion, because, you know, theoretically you should be there to watch the game.
Yeah.
And if you're watching the game, you may want to comment on the game, but I always wait till the timeouts or the stoppages of play, which, by the way, you know, there's plenty of them. So there's time to talk, but yeah, I could see where it would be distracting if you're trying to watch and try to pay attention to what's going on. And somebody behind you is talking about, you know, their green penis or something.
All right.
So I guess I would need more context. So I'm not going to say that she's totally wrong, but you know, I do think at sporting events, like everything else in life, you ought to consider the people around you. And like
is having conversation, is that like a,
depends on the conversation. Like I said, those two women were annoying as hell. I finally got up and went to another seat. And so, yeah, your conversations can be annoying. I'm not saying don't do it. But, I mean, why do you need to talk during the game? I mean, you should be clapping and cheering your team on. And, oh, great shot. That's fine. But why are you carrying on conversations while the game's going on? Aren't you there to watch the game?
No, I feel like it's a game is a social event. Like, you go there to be with the people that you want to be with. I mean, I don't have a problem with conversation during a game.
Okay. I don't do it. I just think it's rude.
I mean, typically, if I'm talking, it's about the game.
And that's fine.
I mean, but, yeah, I'm not sure that... I don't think I'd be that annoyed by anybody.
I guarantee you if somebody sat behind you the entire game and talked about annoying crap, it's the same as being at a restaurant on a phone. If you do it the entire time, it would irritate you. But most of the time, I mean, that if you're going for a social event, go sit out at the bar and talk.
Yeah.
You got nice TVs there and nice drinks. But, yeah, to each their own, I guess. I mean, I can tell you that I try to be considerate of the other people around me at a game. And that means if I want to stand up, that's great. But if nobody else is standing up, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
And I try not to, I definitely don't, like during baseball, during an at-bat, don't go walking down to your seat in front of people. I mean, theoretically, you're watching the at-bat. But, I don't know, maybe that's too, I'm just old, I guess.
It could be that.
I just try to think about the other people watching the game. They don't want to see my back when I'm walking out there during a pitch. Is that fair?
That's fair. I like the way hockey does it, where they don't let people, go back and forth when the puck's in play.
And they shouldn't. I mean, that's because plus it's a dangerous thing, too.
The Astros have kind of gotten to that, too.
They do on the lower levels. I don't know if they do everywhere else.
Yeah. I don't sit amongst the peons.
Well,
I
mean, that's smart down there because you get a foul ball in the face if you're not paying attention. But... Yeah, I don't know. I think there's nothing wrong with conversations, but it's just like something. It's anything else. It's like if I'm, if I want to get into something that's going to be long and in depth, it's not really the other people's business anyway. Especially if they are trying to watch the game.
Yeah.
To be fair, there's not many people at a Rockets game actually there watching the game. They are there to be seen.
Yeah, that's like a gathering. Yeah. Like that's just a get on camera type place. I don't really enjoy going to Rockets games, but
I do think it's totally cool to be social at baseball, and most people are. Ike said, "Hey Fred, just making sure it's the Jesse Christian saga before I purchase." Yes, it's book one of the Jesse Christian saga. Is that Bob or Rob?
Rob.
Rob. Let's go to Rob. What's up, Rob?
It's Rob. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Rob. Sports.
Hey, yeah. Well, book. Hey, Fred. I went to Google Chrome yesterday, and I went to Google Chrome today, and I searched Fred Bauer. I just wanted to know a little bit more about your book. And there was nothing on Google Chrome about your book.
No, it's go to my blog. It's got a link to Amazon. freddysworldblog.blogspot.com.
Okay.
It is on Amazon.
I mean, Google Chrome is a internet server.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah,
I mean, if you're just talking about Google.
Google search, you'll find it.
Let me Google Chrome Fred Bauer. Google Chrome, Fred Fowler. Let's
see, Fred Fowler book I'm typing in.
If you type in Google Chrome, Fred Fowler.
Acing Racing is the first thing that comes up.
Your the search bar?
Yeah.
The first thing is your Wikipedia page. The second thing is Fred Fowler wife. And the third thing is Jesus just left Chicago.
Yeah. But it's all on the blog. There's links. I've also tweeted it out. A32 said, Fred is the grumpy old guy. You can talk in a freaking stadium. I didn't say you couldn't talk. Were you paying attention? I said during the game when plays are going on, I'd rather you focus on that than talk about the boils on your butt.
That's conversation I wouldn't be really thrilled about, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, again, it depends on what it is. But at no point did I say don't talk in a stadium. That's just dumb.
Connor says, and Connor's a soccer guy. He says, I'm fully behind cheap supporter sections for people that want to get crazy and cheer. People spending $200 a ticket can do what the F they want, though. And that makes sense. Like, if I spend $200...
But this is not really any different than an airplane, AJ. You can spend your $200 and be an a-hole. What about the person in the row in front of you? They spent their $200, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, all I'm saying is just be considerate. And if somebody... not saying never talk. Did I not just say during timeouts, perfectly acceptable? Or, hey, how about walk outside? That's still in the stadium.
Yeah.
I think this just gets back to common courtesy, and there's not much of it. I mean, I go to a game to watch a game. I don't go to a game to listen to two cows cackle. And that one still stands out to me this day because they did it for the entire game. And yeah, I'm down there trying to watch Peyton Manning, and I'm hearing about everything that's going on in their stupid school and who's banging who and who's.
This is why I don't go to very many games.
Well, and that's the thing is, and you know what? That's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's great. Go to a bar.
Because in my house, nobody's allowed to talk except me.
But yeah, I have no problem with talking. So
it's the way it should be.
And JC just asked, is your book on Kindle? It will be any day now. It'll be on Kindle and iBooks. It's just not up yet. So,
all right, let's talk about energy, power, Eagles. Try Eagle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they're throwing different offers at you. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, then months later found out you're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or they're throwing additional fees onto your bill, and that's not cool. You don't get that with Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call at 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Hey, guys. You use an iPhone? Are you on it all the time? Just like me, is your face buried in it? Well, you can do your car insurance on it now. How about that? Go Car Insurance is in Texas now, and they're trying to get your attention. They've got all these crazy cat billboards or the elephant being shot out of a cannon. And if you've seen that, well, they're just trying to get you to take a look at your phone and go to Go. It's the very first on-demand car insurance app. It's exclusively on iPhone. It's incredibly fast. Just download the app, scan your license, and get a quote in 60 seconds. Everything's managed through the app. There's no more paperwork or waiting on hold. You're totally in control. You can upgrade your policy, add drivers, file a claim, all in the app. Right there, just like you do everything else on your iPhone. Go cuts out a lot of the fees you see other places and can give you money back. Finally, it's a car insurance. It gets it and speaks your language. No more insurance jargon. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for well over 1,500 days running. So go and check them out today. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. G-O, that simple. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you could start saving today.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I want to make it clear, I'm not saying never do it. I'll tell you one that didn't bother me when we're talking about fans talking and stuff and doing things. I had Rocket season tickets many years ago back when they were still in Lakewood Church.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple that sat behind me every game, and she was blind, and he would describe the action to her the whole game.
How dare he?
And no, I mean, it was actually really cool. He was very good at it. He was probably better at play-by-play than a lot of the people I've heard. But that guy, yeah, if you get irritated by that, then you're a lousy human being.
Because, yeah, it's not,
and
not cool.
No, and I have no problem. Talk about whatever the hell you want when the game's not going on. But
yeah.
Again, I think it all depends. Like when I'm at home watching a game, I don't want anybody texting me. I don't want to be bothered. I want to watch the game. I want to see what's going on. But, you know, not everybody's like that. Some people like to talk about it. Some people like to talk about, you know, whatever's going on in their life. And that's fine. Just consider everybody else. That's all I'm asking. Let's try Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just want to talk about Kyler Murray. I'm a big OU fan. I was blessed to have a, you know, awesome quarterback to follow up Baker Mayfield. But I'm kind of skeptical about him playing the pro game. You know, he's not big in stature. If it was somebody like Dak Prescott, who's built around 240 pounds and can absorb a hit, that's different. But, you know, quarterback like Kyler Murray, running quarterback, if he absorbs a hit at the pro level, I'm afraid that it's not going to bode over well for him. Stick to baseball. You know, you're a ninth overall pick. obviously you're highly regarded as a baseball player, so stick to that. You'll have a longer career. I'm out.
Here's the deal with the baseball versus football thing, and I tend to agree. If I'm Kyler Murray, I'm probably playing baseball, but it's also – so Kyler Murray's gotten $4 million to sign to play baseball, which $4 million is a lot of money. Once that $4 million is handed to him, he's put into a minor league system, and then it's a matter of how good are you? How long is it going to take you to get to Major League Baseball? Will you ever make it to Major League Baseball? There's plenty of guys who don't. And there's no more guaranteed money beyond that deal. And if you're, you know, let's say, I don't think he'll burn through $4 million, but let's say you do. Now you're living on however, whatever your weekly stipend is playing Major League or Minor League Baseball, which isn't life-changing money for sure. Whereas if you're a second-round pick in the NFL or a first-round pick, you've got a guaranteed job for the next several years. And I think when Kyler Murray signed his baseball contract, he maybe wasn't sure himself if he would ever be viewed as an NFL prospect. And now that he is, I think he's just got to decide what he wants to play more.
I think it should come down to what does he want to do?
Yeah, what makes you happy?
If it makes him happier to play football, so be it. Yeah, do I have concerns about whether or not he'll hold up? Absolutely. But, you know, if that's what he wants to do and he's good enough to get that opportunity, just like he was good enough to get an opportunity in baseball, should be his choice. Not Avo update. They said you should also consider that games are great events for companies to host clients. A lot of businesses talk to games. I disagree that it's inconsiderate to have a conversation during gameplay. I get that, and believe me, that's why the suites are set up the way they are, where you can stand back there and talk, and or go sit in the seats and watch. But you know, if you're sitting there in club level, for instance, and that's where a lot of you guys take your clients, and you're carrying on conversations the whole time. Great that you're doing business. What about the people in front of you? They're not, if they find it annoying, which, you know, I don't blame them. I don't want to hear about your fracking. Then, maybe be considerate of them. If you're going to, and, you know, I always used to do business on the golf course. That was the best place to do it. You still take clients to games and stuff, but talk during when there's no play going on. That's all. You get a lot of business done then.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. How many guys are taking clients to just, I mean, most guys who are taking clients are club level or in a suite. They're not just right amongst the people.
Right, right. Although there's some, like our Chronicle tickets were like the, I think, 190 or something down there at Toyota Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do it for, but we'd give it to them. We didn't go to
You weren't going there to business. Schmooze. Yeah.
And well, the schmoozing would come after the game when we'd go to the bar.
Right.
But, you know, again, I'm not saying never do it. I'm just saying maybe, you know, consider other people. I know that's hard for a lot of folks. Mr. Gray asking what position would Murray play in the NFL. I'm sure he's going to be a quarterback.
The only position he could play in the NFL is quarterback.
Yeah. Let's squeeze Alan on. What's up, Alan? Hello.
Hello?
Yep. Hey, sports.
You're on.
Oh, yeah, sports and things. Listen, about things. I was raised that you always considered the other person's space. And the way this works out is, it's like you can't just jump in there and I don't care what money you paid. You guys are right. It's about consideration of the other people around you, whether it's 10,000 or 60,000 people. You know, you got to give them some room if they want to cheer. And I just agree with you, Fred. It's a consideration for your fellow man. Thanks.
Well, here's the other thing. And there are things that are annoying to me. But if, like, let's say you went to an Astros game and someone behind you was doing the wooing the whole time. I mean, are you in... Sure, it's obnoxious, but aren't they within their rights to woo the whole time?
No, they are. It's their choice. It's annoying to me. It'd be annoying to you.
Oh, it would definitely be annoying to me.
It's annoying that they do it at all, but you know what? People are going to do it, and you come to accept that. But if they're in your ear the whole time, yeah, it's, you know, I would get up and leave. But that's just me. I don't want to deal with people who are – I want people to be into the game.
Yeah.
But – I'll give you an example. we were at a UH game one time, and we had the front row back in that old high school stadium they used to play in. And it was a big game, and we were standing along with a lot of other people, but the people behind us were sitting down and just said, are you guys going to stand the whole game? Kind of like, well, that was the plan, but you know what? It's going to bother you because they had kids. We're going to sit down. And we did. Was I happy about it? No. But I did it because it was the nice thing to do. And then they left at halftime, and we were able to stand the rest of the game. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of the experience should be good for everybody, not just you. And to me, it's the people who are going to games and being obnoxious are the same ones who are reclining their seats on an airplane.
That's fair. I just don't know if I consider regular conversation obnoxious.
No, I don't. I mean, especially if it's relatively quiet. I mean, if you can hear it, then the fans aren't making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So there's that. But it's just, to me, I don't like to do anything while game action's going on. I like to watch the game. But that's just me. And I expect people to be the same way. But, you know, if I'm doing something at a game that really annoys somebody, then I'll stop doing it.
Yep.
So, you know, but it's the problem with the Rockets games that I've gone to is, you know, unless you're in there with the Red Rowdies, which that's kind of cool that they have that group together. And somebody's mentioned the soccer, like the Dynamo game. If you're going to a Dynamo game, you're going to hear music the whole time, people chanting and everything. You know that going in. That's part of the deal. Yeah, but I think you have kind of different crowds at a Rocket game where you have those guys, but then you have, you know, okay, a business guy who's doing his deal, like the tweeter earlier. And then I think you have people who are just there to be seen. There's a lot of that at Rockets games. But, you know, we'll can agree to disagree on it. Yep. I mean, to me, it's really not something you can say, oh, you should never do this or never do that. I think it just comes down to the situation. And if your conversation is annoying somebody, maybe you don't have the conversation when the game's on.
Yeah.
Now, if they're bitching about you talking during a timeout, bleep them.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to tell you that. You guys can, you know, hey, lady, go bleep yourself. But, you know, yeah, if you're disrupting a game experience for somebody, I think that's a different animal. All right. Well, guys, if you want to get in on some college basketball action, because Hoffman's got it all the time, you want to get in on Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters, you know where to go, my bookie. This is the website to go to for everything. You want to play hockey, you want to play NBA, you want to play college basketball, you want to play the NFL games this weekend. How about that? Well, my bookie's got you covered. Safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. They're the only website that I use now. They've got that in-game live betting, which I absolutely love. And you can get in on the action now. If you're thinking, all right, man, I'm on these Cowboys. This is it. This is my weekend to bet on the Cowboys. Well, here's what you're going to do. Google MyBookie or go to MyBookie.ag, and you'll get your account started. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit. So you put 200 in, you'll get 100 to play with for free from MyBookie. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. How could you be so heartless?
Oh, how could you? I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back. Lots of great stuff on sportsmap.com today. Joel has a video. What is the biggest playoff disappointment in Houston sports history? I think I can answer that one. Kareem Jackson says DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver he's ever faced.
Kareem Jackson says that?
Yeah. We're on the same team, but that's okay. Max Kellerman says the Rockets can win the whole thing.
Okay. Wouldn't say that they can't.
We've got a piece on alternative medicine for people who are working out and sore. And then John Granato basically weighed in on the whole Pete Thamel thing, and there's a clown on the site, so go check it out. Somebody mentioned on the text line, we aren't mentioning the fact the caller said, are you ever going to shut the bleep up? Is that consideration for others on her part?
Yeah, if someone talked to me like that,
I'd bleep her.
That wouldn't help her cause.
But if somebody's really talking loud enough that it's disrupting the game for you, I mean, I would just nicely turn around and say, hey, man, hate to sound like a jerk here, but I'm trying to watch the game and you guys are kind of disrupting it a little bit. Do you mind just waiting until the timeout or keeping it down a little? And if they don't want to do it, then I'll just get up and leave.
Yeah.
But here's the solution. I'm going to give the solution to the whole thing. We can end it right now. It's my solution to people bothering me in the gym. It's my solution on elevators now. I just put in headphones and play music and watch the game that way.
Yeah.
So if somebody's bothering you that much, just do that. And if I can hear the woos over that, then maybe there's a problem. All right, let's squeeze in two more calls on this and move on because I got a lot of stuff I want to get to. I think it says Son. I think it's Sean, but maybe it's Son. What's up?
Sports. I'm sure we're killing the dead horse here, but I just wanted to bring up that little girl that got yelled at by the lady at the Astros game. You know, you don't know if the kid's, like, it's her first game ever or, like, in her case, she has special needs. May go in line with the woo thing, too, but... And also, just real quick, why were the Jets interested in Matt Rhule? All right, I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, Matt Rhule looks, I mean, to me, he's a pretty damn good coach. He turned around what was a total train wreck.
I tell you what, I bet you a Jets fan would rather have him than Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Judging from the response. All right, one more call. Texas Big Something.
Big Daddy J.
Ah.
Oh, yes, Big Daddy.
Very big.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports, Big Daddy.
Of course. What I do is when people start talking and it bothers me, I just join the conversation with them, and then they, like, look at me all weird, and then they just keep on, they just keep walking. So, what I do is I just try to annoy the heck out of them so they leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
When I was younger, I would like fake Tourette's and stuff when people would do that.
Yeah.
And just scream stuff out. But, you know, I don't care enough anymore. 2A1 says, what's worse, inconsiderate sports fans at games or people who drive like dickweeds in traffic? Traffic, because we have to deal with that every day. Game, you're going, what? Maybe you go to 20 a year.
Yeah,
you're in traffic every single day. So, yeah, I don't know.
And being inconsiderate in traffic can get somebody killed.
Yeah, it often does. So, and yeah, Lamont, you got your story way mixed up there. So, you're not even close. Longhorn Dimitri said, last Texans game I went to, some woman in front of me kept raising a poster up during the plays, and I asked her to stop during the plays. And her boyfriend started bleep with me. It was almost a fight guy at the game. Yeah, those kind of things, like, if you can't see, you paid for your tickets.
Yeah.
You know, that I can understand saying something, but, again, that's kind of on them to actually be considerate. And don't you hold signs up to get on TV during timeouts, theoretically?
That's probably your best move.
Yeah. Hey, I have a can we do a poker story?
Sure.
Did you see this fold that this woman made in the 25K Poker Stars tournament?
I did not.
We'll see how you think this plays out, how you would do it. You have ace-queen, right?
Okay.
You get a raise, you raise, and you get a call. Flop, king-nine-queen. You raise again, right?
Okay.
You get called. Remember, you got ace-queen. Queen on the turn.
Okay.
You raise, you get a call.
All right.
Ace on the river.
Ooh.
Feel pretty good about that, right? Queen's full of aces?
Yeah. I feel real good about it.
You raise, and the guy insta-shoves. Is there any way in hell you're getting off that hand?
I don't think so. Because what beats you? Pocket kings?
Pocket kings.
Because not knowing the suits, I don't know if there could be a straight flush.
There's no straight flush or anything like that.
So pocket kings is the only hand that beats you,
pocket
right?
Pocket kings.
Or pocket aces.
Or pocket aces or queen king. No, queen king wouldn't have you
queen
beat.
Queen king wouldn't
so
have
you
beat.
So you only have two hands that have you beat. The guy insta-shoves.
Yeah, I think I'd have to call.
And she folded.
What was his hand?
Pocket aces.
Oh, man.
And I was like, man, I think I'd be on the rail with that.
I think so, too,
I mean, if you're that deep with ace-queen and you make your boat on the river, and I know it's early in the tournament, it's a $25,000 buy-in, And I guess part of it is maybe you get a read. So, but yeah, I think I don't know that I could get away from that hand in any situation. Unless there's four other people who've been calling all the way, and then the odds of someone having aces or kings is higher. So
that's pretty that's a pretty great read.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's a terrific fold. Somebody was asking about, is Fournette a mistake for the Jaguars fourth overall? I think it's too early to tell. I mean, he made a huge difference in that offense his first year.
I mean, if they decide to move on from him right now, you'd have to say, yeah, it was a mistake.
No, I don't think so. I think you got to give him another year.
I think so too, but I mean, they've already voided the guarantees in his contract. I mean, they've made it clear that he's not a part of their long-term future is the way it looks to me.
Yeah.
But
then it would be, I think it's Leonard a mistake if you let him go. But
I think Leonard Fournette's a good player. I just think the Jaguars are a bad organization.
Yeah. I don't know it's a bad organization. I think they've made some questionable decisions. They did a good job of building it last year. And, I mean, things just fell apart this year. I don't think it was all Leonard Fournette. But I know he's not – I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there either, though. It may not be good. But I think that guy can play. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, you know, maybe Fournette can find a new career.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think he needs one. But if he did – and he was into an IT career, my computer career is the place to go. If 2018 was another year of, I can't wait to get out of this job, I'm going to do something different, why would you consider an IT career? Because if you're not a math whiz, a computer whiz, or a science guy, it doesn't matter. That's not what my computer career is about. They will get you started in an IT career. That's what they do. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. You attend classes on campus or live online just a few times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.